Today I would like to talk about thought and the power of thought and the power of thought related to our minds and how it creates a reality in our marriages and everything else. And I'd like to talk about how you can see exactly what you're looking for instead of looking in a mess. What we would call the mess. All the gaudy details of their life, of their past, and the trouble they've been in, and all the problems. But I swear to you, there is no answers there. And what the world has to do is to reverse its thinking, because it's the so-called thinking right now that's creating the problem. So naturally, our thoughts are wrong. To undo this wrong, logic says you must reverse. And when you reverse, you start to see life in a more positive way, because you drop that past. You drop the thoughts from the past. You see, it's only the thoughts that create the problem. This is why the dangers of awareness groups and couples is very, very high. Because they've been told to go back into the past, find out what caused the problem, and work it out. And quite often even told to work it out in anger, which is psychological suicide. And I can guarantee it will split a couple up. Now the experience that I went through told me that it was the opposite way. And this is what you have to do. You must get couples together. You see, if couples come to you or come to any awareness group to try and find out what is creating their problems, you can guarantee one of the problems are that they're always fighting. They're always arguing. They're always in competition. And all these, they're always jealous of each other. And all these different things, they're all negative functions of the mind. They're negative thoughts. Really, it's only natural. You look for logic. And it's logic. If a couple want to stay together, they love each other, and they're fighting, logic says to go for help. So they go to some kind of therapist or a group. And logic also says that they know how to fight, because that's why they're there. That is the sickness. That is the sickness of thought. Not sickness of mind, but just sickness of thought. The wrong thinking. How beautiful it is when couples can walk into an awareness group like yours and say there is some hope, because here is positivity. I know in the early days, the hippie days, they too had positive thoughts and love and understanding and all this, but they only had it is a belief, is a concept, is an idea. They didn't have the feelings, because once you get the feelings of love and understanding, you wouldn't harm another soul in the world. And you certainly wouldn't have affairs out of your marriage, because it creates a feeling of contentment when you find what you're looking for. When you find this understanding. So the hippie area, they missed that, eh? In actual fact, they did more damage to the United States than anything else. Because their idea was that they were fed up with society, but they didn't do anything to assist it. Therefore, it was just another case of a dog chasing its own tail. but in absolutely innocence. Now we had a chance to help people. And this is what the people want to hear, that there is such a thing as hope. This is why a lot of young people don't want to get married today, because they can see the uselessness of it. It's a waste of time. It's inevitable. They're going to have a divorce. Now wouldn't it be beautiful if we could turn the tide and make it the opposite, so that marriages would be healthy and happy? It's quite simple. Because all you have to do yourself, first of all, is realize the power of thought. Because when a couple fight or have an argument, now if the spouse takes his or her mind back to the past, all they're actually doing is going into the reservoir of their mind, to the negative section, and pulling out plan A or plan B, whatever they want, to get the spouse. It's only a thought, and that thought controls their emotions, and not only that, it creates a reality for them. And that is the reality that you must start to understand is illusionary. They're illusionary thoughts. It's all created from the past, because the past is past. You only accept the past in your head through habit. Life is a game of habit. It's a life of thought and reaction. And the reaction is created from wherever the thoughts are. Change your thoughts. And here's where the leopard changes its spots. And all becomes well. Because you've cleaned the filters of your mind and let through a clear understanding of reality. And when you start to get this understanding of reality, it is reality. It is life. It is a whole. So therefore, it includes your marriage. It includes your children. It includes your daily work. Because your thoughts have changed. Once you change your thoughts, the reality changes. Now, if a couple come in because they can't get on together for therapy or anything else you want to call it, their thoughts are full of negativity towards each other and a lot of life. The idea is not to put more hostility into them by telling them to get on with it and argue and fight and scream, and that's good for them. The idea, once again, is to reverse and put nice thoughts, because the nice thoughts create nice feelings, and those positive feelings are your guide in life. This is why all the philosophers from the past and all the wise seers, they've all said, look for positivity, look for a feeling of beauty, of love, of understanding, because that's the answer. They don't just say it's the answer because it's their opinion. It is the answer because they know it is the answer. Have you ever known anyone in your life who was full of love and understanding and happy? At that point, being in a state of happiness, could you imagine them having to go for therapy? Never. Because in a state of contentment and happiness, this is where sanity is found. This is where the mind goes, your little psychological mind goes to rest. And in its place comes wisdom. And wisdom is a God-given thing which is in every living soul in the world. But for some reason, it cannot get out because your brain, your computer, is so full of negativity, it will not accept this newfound positivity. Not until it is seen so deep that you bypass the filters of your mind and see for a fact. And this seeing is what the wise seers and the philosophers have all spoken about. It's seeing beyond your normal. And seeing beyond your normal is what every doctor and every therapist tries to do to the patient. Try to see, let them see something greater than what they're seeing now. Something more positive, something more fruitful. Well, again, I thank you, and I hope this tape's been of some value.